The Highly Explosive Soviet Sloth Mall Race by Gabe. The year is 1960. The Cold War is taking place. Life is tough in a Soviet gulag, especially for a sloth. These sure are tough times. Hugo is a muscular and brawny sloth with slick, shiny brown fur. The gulag is very dull and gray. All you can hear is the grunts of people and criminal animals, the clanking of chains, and the sound of pickaxes striking against hard stones. Hugo's friends are all he has in the gulag. Adric, one of his friends, has unusually jet-black fur, a prosthetic eye, and robotic arms and legs. He was raised by tigers in Siberia, Russia, and lost his eye and limbs from World War II. He's a former Soviet soldier and was brought to the gulag for shooting a rabbit, which happened to be an ally soldier in the war, because he looked at him funny, and then shooting him again for dying. Konstantin is another one of Hugo's buddies. He has very dark brown fur and pale gray eyes. He's fast, fearless, and formidable. He has a huge red scar on his face from fighting a chainsaw-wielding bear blindfolded using a butterfly knife in a volcano. And last but not least is Yuri, yet another one of Hugo's buddies. He's tall and slow with gray fur. There's really not much more to him. They've spent all of their time in the gulag trying to break free, and today was the day it was going to happen. While they were laboring and moving rocks, Hugo powerfully threw a heavy boulder at Konstantin's chains, freeing him. Konstantin swiftly punched one of the guards in the gut, stunning him long enough to steal his gun and knock him out with a stock. He shot the chains off of Hugo, Yuri, and the rest of the prisoners. All the prisoners fought off the security in reckless abandon as the three sloths escaped. They took refuge in a conveniently located mall. There was caution tape all around the mall. Yet there were a few people there and a huge crowd gathered just behind the tape. The sloths wondered what was going on there. As they entered, they saw a ripped piece of paper on the ground. Yuri picked it up and read it aloud. Space race. Sorry for the inconvenience, but the Siberian Mall is closed for the race to space. The rest of the paper was ripped off. Hugo asked, why would the mall be closed for the race to space? As they got deeper into the mall, they saw a bunch of huge computer towers and wires. Suddenly, the floor shook and all of the sloths tumbled over. Konstantin looked out the window and watched the ground get farther and farther away. Hugo found the other piece of the torn paper and yelled, "We're going to space!" All of the sloths realized that the mall was in the space race. The mission was supposed to be unmanned, as shown on the paper. Everyone panicked and passed out. When they woke up, they had landed on the moon. They saw a gray robot on treads with a mechanical arm for picking up moon rocks roll out of the mall and collect rocks. The three sloths searched at the abandoned mall and searched for enough materials to build their own very own handcrafted spacesuits. As soon as they got onto the moon, they grabbed as many rocks as they could, hoping that if they made it back to Earth, they would be rich. Yuri had always looked up at the moon and wondered what was on the dark side. So the sloths traveled there after putting the rocks back by the mall. When they got there, they were all mind blown. There was a bright yellow light shining off of the greatest treasure ever. It was greater than they could ever imagine. It was more precious than diamonds or gold. It was a Blu-ray 3D Shrek 5 DVD in color. It was surrounded by Shrek merchandise. Yuri was so shocked that he had a heart attack and died. The other two sloths buried him in Shrek merchandise and held a funeral. But then Konstantin saw a small flashing light get closer. It was a nuclear missile heading straight for them. The sloths couldn't let it destroy the Blu-ray 3D Shrek 5 DVD in color and the merchandise and the moon. So they overrode the computers in the mall and set the mall directly towards the missile. The two of them smiled at each other and said, "Shrek must live on," right before they blew up. And that is the story of how three sloths made it to the moon and discovered the greatest treasure known to man, Shrek.